Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Public health is a term we throw around a lot, but what is it? Well, when COVID came, it was about bringing out doctors and researchers and data experts to ask, what is it? Who has it? Where do they live? How do we prevent it across the population? Well, can this public health empirical approach work for gun violence in America? We have live on the line to talk about this Dr. Vivek Murthy, the U.S. Surgeon General. Dr. Murthy, welcome back.
Well, thanks so much, Scott. It's good to be with you again.
Now, before we talk about gun violence, a quick question about the pandemic. May 11th is the day the White House says it wants to end the public health state of emergency for COVID-19 that was initially declared by President Trump back in 2020. So what's going to change on May 11th? Will the free tests and free vaccines and treatments end?
Well, I'm glad you asked about this, Scott. The end of the public health emergency does not mean that COVID is gone. What it is a recognition that we have made tremendous progress since the beginning of the pandemic. And if you look at the numbers, you even see that we have gone from a time where we were losing thousands of people a day to the virus and had tens of thousands of people hospitalized, over 100,000, in fact, and a time where we had over 1 million people a day who were getting sick, to a scenario that is dramatically better. But we still have to focus on getting people vaccinated, getting people treatments, because we know how to protect people. We've just got to make sure that people utilize these tools for protection. So we're going to keep doing that even after the public health emergency ends. Mm-hmm. The emergency itself has had implications, though, for cost. We know that during the emergency, we were able to offer many people free tests, free vaccines, free treatments. And what is happening now with the next few months as we transition to a post-emergency phase is that many of these treatments and vaccines will be picked up and by the commercial market. And what we want to do is to make sure that everybody, if you have insurance or not, continues to have access to these tools.
Okay. But as you're saying, the federal government will be less on the hook or off the hook for some of these costs. Let me ask you about gun violence. Intuitively, I get how the pandemic is a public health problem, with doctors and data leading the conversation. I understand how smoking and addiction are public health problems that the surgeons general in the past have talked about. But gun violence, what's the public health connection here?
Well, Scott, quite simply, I think it's whenever you have a large number of people who are dying for preventable reasons, that constitutes a public health crisis. And that has been the case for gun violence, sadly, in our country for a long time. The idea of taking a public health approach to a public health crisis is that you, number one, you study the crisis, you invest money in research to understand what factors are driving the crisis and what solutions would actually work. You also use that data to target your resources at areas and populations that are hardest hit. And then you want to use evidence to guide the kind of interventions you take. You also want to focus on a harm reduction approach, recognizing that various means can reduce risk, even if they don't eliminate the risk entirely. And you also want to, in a public health approach, engage communities in this process. This isn't a top-down approach. This is ensuring that communities are a part of the solutions that are being conceived of and implemented. That's what it means to take a public health approach to an issue like gun violence. Now, sadly, for a long time, the research in this space has been really starved because Congress did not put forward any funds for gun violence research until literally just a few years ago. And so I was grateful to see that step forward in 2018, that I finally allocate some federal funds to gun violence research. But we need a lot more of it, Scott, because the depth of the problem is profound. In 2020, more Americans died of gun-related injuries than in any other year on record.
Yeah. As you know, Dr. Murthy, there is a continuous feeling of hopelessness to many in this country on this issue. We keep seeing these awful shootings, the mass shootings. This morning I Googled gun violence hopeless, got 4 million hits. How can how can doctors and researchers reframe this conversation?
Well, it's a really important question, Scott, because we need to have hope. Because we need the public to also be engaged in this broader effort. And to be engaged, people need to know that there is an actual path forward here. And listen, I feel the frustration. You know, I'm not only a Surgeon General, but I'm a dad, you know, who worries about my kids and about their own safety every time they go to school, because I hear about the same school shootings that all of us do all around America. I'm also a doctor who's taken care of many patients over the years who have been the victims of gun violence. And I've seen that gun violence doesn't just affect the individual, but it has a terrible effect on their families and on their communities, creating fear, creating additional requirements and demands of them in terms of caring for their relatives. I mean, the price that we pay as a community for gun violence is extraordinary, and I've seen and felt that. But I do feel hope, and here's why. Mm. Because this passed within the last 12 months, we took action, the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, to address gun violence in a way that we've never done before. Is this law going to solve all our problems with gun violence? No. But is it an important first step? Yes. It provided funding that we haven't had before for supporting mental health in our schools, for supporting community violence prevention programs, for supporting states in enacting red flag laws that will keep guns out of the hands of people who would harm themselves and others. And the other good news is that we have building evidence that there are additional steps we can take that will help as well. We know that child access prevention laws, safe storage laws, that these have been shown to reduce homicides and suicides. We can actually work to implement these in more communities.
Dr. Murthy, as you know, the loudest thing a Surgeon General can do is elevate an issue in the public conversation to the highest level. Mm-hmm. One defining moment came in 1964 when the Surgeon General Luther Terry said smoking causes cancer. It was momentous. Let's take a listen.
Cigarette smoking is a health hazard of sufficient importance to the United States to warrant remedial action.
And we know, of course, the rates of cigarette smoking went way down after that. Last month, four of your predecessors urged you to develop a Surgeon General report on gun violence as a public health crisis. Will you do it?
Well, I think it's important to look at a couple things here. The Office of the Surgeon General has an important role to play here, and I have, even before I was Surgeon General, when I was going through my confirmation process in 2014, in 2012, when I was Surgeon General and afterward, have been outspoken on the issue of gun violence because it is a public health crisis, and I've urged legislators and community leaders to take this issue seriously and take measures, put measures in place that will reduce gun violence, and I will continue to do that. When it comes to other initiatives that may help, written products, et cetera, our office is always looking at additional products that we can create. But the focus has to be on helping the public understand what actually does move the needle and on working with communities to enact those solutions, working with legislators to make sure that we have the resources we need to enact those. And that is a lot of what our office has been doing. Finally, keep in mind this. The 1964 Surgeon General's report on smoking was a really powerful moment. But that report alone is not what changed smoking rates. What changed smoking rates were that communities took the advice of the Surgeon General and took the advice of others in the public health community and actually led actions in their community to educate folks, to push for laws and regulations that would reduce access to cigarettes for youth. These are some of the measures that help, and that's a broader movement we're going to need in our country to ultimately address gun violence.
So, Dr. Murthy, do I hear no or not yet as far as commissioning a report, a Surgeon General report on this?
Well, what you hear is that we are always looking at measures that to see what more we can do on this issue. And if I find a measure that I believe will move the needle on the public health impact of gun violence, in addition to speaking up on the issue and writing what I've written, I will certainly take that approach. But that's got to be the measure. It's not about publishing something for the sake of publishing something. We've got to make sure that we are taking action that's actually going to drive change in our communities.
Okay. A little bit of time left, Dr. Murthy. Public health is about evidence and data. So can I ask you to give us one or two stats, data points on this crisis that might surprise us, maybe surprised you?
I'll tell you the one that I found the most disturbing and that I realize many people aren't aware of, which is that gun violence is now the leading cause of death among children, teenagers, and young adults under the age of 25. The leading cause of death. That was not true several years ago. And it tells us that the crisis of gun violence has gotten worse in many parts of America. And I think about that stat a lot. And I also think about it in the context of the conversations I'm having with kids all around the country who talk about how gun violence is a struggle for them. So I'm going to do everything I can during my time as Surgeon General to work on this issue. We've got to do this together. Our kids are depending on us.
That is the Surgeon General Vivek Murthy.